We're going to have prayer. Brother Jeff, would you open our service? And look.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the day. Father, we can just gather around your word, and Father, just pray that you speak to us now, give us wisdom, and Father, help us, Lord, to use it, Father, to further your kingdom and bring honor and glory to you, and speak to our hearts in Jesus' name.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 1. If you have enough room, I know we're a little tight there, but if you can turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1. I want to be a help to you. You never know what you do that can make a difference. I was listening to the radio yesterday on Adrian Rogers. I love Adrian Rogers. Ever hear Adrian Rogers? Yeah. What a preacher. He had a preacher's voice. And he said somebody visited his church and left, was just visiting, and was going through a real difficult time. And he said this lady, they were leaving the parking lot, and this lady from the church just gave him a big smile. And it meant so much to him. He said, wow, that was nice. And he went home and just difficult things. And he was really contemplating suicide. But he said, the reason I didn't, he came to the church later and told Mr. Rogers. He said, the reason I didn't commit suicide was when I was getting ready, you know, really seriously think about this lady's smile came back to my memory. That's the only thing I could see. Wow, you never know what a smile can do. You never know. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. But just what you say, what you do, can make such an impact on people's lives. Wisdom. We're going to talk about wisdom. And Proverbs chapter 1. And why don't you read the even verses? I'll read the odd verses. Again, going down to verse 7. We'll jump a little bit here. Proverbs chapter 1. And I'll start verse with Proverbs, Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Go to verse 20. We'll do the same thing if you join me on verses 21, 23, and 25. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? Scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said not all my counsel, none of my reproof. And then go to verse 30. Join me on verse 31 and 33. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. So again, the Proverbs 1 here mentions four different groups of people. He said the wise person, that's what we want to become. Very important, wisdom. We want to become wise, but then the Bible talks about the simple person. The Bible talks about the fool, and the Bible talks about the scorner. And you know, God came to Solomon, and he said, I will give you what you ask for. Can you imagine? Amazing. What an opportunity he had. I mean, you go to your mom and dad and say, hey, can I have this? You might get it, you might not. Go to grandpa and grandma and they say, can I get this? You know, what do you want for Christmas? Well, they may get it, they may not. But God came to Solomon and said, I will grant your desire. And Solomon knew he was going to get it. I mean, he knew it. Why? God told him. He said, what do I need more than anything in life? He said, I need a wise and understanding heart.
Yeah.
And God gave that to him.
Yeah.
I mean, the importance, Proverbs 4 tells us how important it is to get wisdom and get understanding. If you're there in Proverbs, just go to chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 5 and 9. Or 5 through 9, I'm sorry. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Join me on verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give thee to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hey, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, she shall promote thee, she shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So wise, wisdom, a little A there, getting all ready to write, I know, all right here. Wisdom is the ability to formulate principles for living based on God's word. Again, the ability to formulate principles for living based on God's word. Now, I'm not going to go through every illustration here, but I will make some points in some of these. But I do want to give you the meaning, because these words are found in the book of Proverbs, in Proverbs chapter 1. Instruction is to give orders of direction. Hey, we've been instructed today, amen? Wow, we've gotten a lot of instruction. And to hear it, I just don't want to hear it. I want to apply it.
Yes.
My life's verse is Ezra 7:10. I've had this verse since I was back in college. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments, Ezra 7:10. I love that verse. So for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord. He said, I've got to know God's word.
Amen.
I've got to know God's word. But not only that, I've got to do it. I've got to practice it. It's got to be a part of my life. And then I can teach others. It's not just for me, it's to teach others. And that's what, that's Ezra did. To give orders of direction. Letter C, understanding, the ability to apply God's principles to specific situations. The light goes on. And you see it, understanding, the ability to apply God's principles to specific situations. Justice, letter D. Thinking and acting towards people that is based upon reality and righteousness. Again, thinking and acting towards people is based upon reality and righteousness. What doth the Lord require of thee? Micah 6:8, but to do what? Justly. But to do justly. And to love mercy. And to walk humbly with thy God. First thing that's mentioned. What? To do justly. I just want people to be fair. You want people to be fair with you. To do justly. To do justly. Judgment. Letter E. The ability to resolve conflicts between others according to God's principles. The ability to resolve conflicts between others according to God's principles. There was Solomon's king. And two women come to him and say, we have a problem. So what's the problem? Well, we had two babies, but now we have one. That's my baby. No, that's my baby. No, she's lying. It's my baby. And Solomon said, go down to the courthouse and get a DNA test. All right. No, he didn't say that. All right. Didn't have that technology then. Thank God for the technology we have today, right? And so, according to the story, and of course, Solomon said, get a sword, you know. He says, give half to one and half to the other. And one says, yeah, that sounds good. And the other said, no, give it to her. Give it to her. He said, that's the mom right there. So he had wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom helped people. He helped people. It's not wisdom to go, yeah, look at me, I've got wisdom. No. You have wisdom so you can help people. Pinpoint, practice God's principles. And people come to you with questions. We need to have answers. Well, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a Sunday school teacher. I'm single. I'm just a, you know, I don't have a lot of leadership responsibility. You say, what's important to me? Wisdom. Because wisdom is the what? Principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all they're getting, get understanding. Oh, we need wisdom. We need wisdom. Judgment, the ability to resolve conflicts between others. Letter F, equity, looking at others as even. You know, we think of the word equality, equal, equity, looking at others as even. Be fair. Don't show partiality. Be fair. Well, they got a little more money in the church. You know, I don't want to offend them. You know, preach the word.
Amen.
Subtlety. Subtlety, letter G. Ability to practice God's principles. The ability to practice. Again, I said that Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. And to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Knowledge, letter 8. I'm going to spend a little time on this one. The mental grasp of what God says. The mental grasp of what God says. And we know what's been in the news about Charlie Kirk, and everybody's talking. And I knew who he was, and actually almost went to go see him a couple years ago. It didn't work out. But we were all sort of intrigued by what he said. I mean, I don't know, how many have watched videos this past week? Yeah, we just sort of see, what's this all about? What do you really believe? What do you, you know? But he had a lot of knowledge. He said that he read 100 books a year. I mean, you watch him in the debates, no notes. It's up there. Man, he had a lot of knowledge. I mean, they threw the best that they had. And he just put them in their place. I mean, he was just, he had that knowledge. He had that knowledge. Dr. Evans, by the way, still alive. And 90 years old. In fact, I got to go see him not too long ago. But I remember him saying in college chapel, he said, you'll be the same person 10 years from now except for the books you read and the people you meet. So be careful what you read, be careful who you meet and who you hang around. I remember him saying that over and over again. But knowledge is so important. Why? Knowledge leads to confidence. Knowledge leads to confidence. Confidence leads to activity. Activity leads to results. Results lead to habits. Habits lead to long-term success. That's not a line, but you can write it in there if you want, or on the back. But knowledge leads to confidence. He had a lot of knowledge, so he could, you know, he'd go into these places. He knew what he believed. He knew what he stood for. He knew the truth. And we need to, again, have that knowledge. Why? It leads to confidence. Thursday, I had the opportunity to go up to Pacific Garden Mission. And one of our men was preaching, and so it was time for invitation. I went down, and a man came up named John. And I said, John, is there something I can pray with you about? He says, yeah, pray for my housing. You have no, I don't know, I have no place to stay. That's why he was in the mission. I said, let's pray, John. And so I prayed for him, and I said, John, you know, the most important thing, and housing is important, but the most important thing is to know that you're going to heaven. I said, John, do you know that? He said, no, I don't know. I said, would you like to know? He said, yeah. So sat down there and went through the Romans Road. Again, please, we have to be very careful here. We must rely on the Holy Spirit. It's His power.
Right.
It's His strength. You teach a Sunday school lesson, please, Holy Spirit, help me. Teaching this lesson, I was, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. I need your help. I need your power. It's not me. But I want to be a blessing. I want to be a help. But confidence, I can show him the Rome. I know the Romans Road. I know it by heart. But just showed him from the scriptures. And if the Holy Spirit, you know, leads you to another scripture, go to that one. But I'm just saying that knowledge leads to confidence. Confidence leads to activity. Activity leads to results. Results lead to habits. Habits lead to what? Success. Success. In fact, go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. While you're turning there, I mentioned on Wednesday at our Bible study about things that have happened, and you know, in the news, and you know, the shooting, and I just kept on coming back to Stephen, and the similarities. Charlie Kirk wasn't shot and killed because he used hateful words. He was killed because they hated what he said. They hated what he said. Well, Stephen, same way. Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost, full of power. Stephen, full of faith, mentioned a number of times. Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 7, he preaches that message. Wow, he had knowledge. Going through the Old Testament, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, David, Solomon. Going at, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, he let them have it. You do always resist the Holy Ghost, you know. Man, they didn't like what he said. They gnawed on him with their teeth. Said, we got to get rid of this guy. He's a danger. He's a threat to our belief, you know, the high priest religious system. And they stoned him. They didn't like what he said. But he had knowledge. Man, read Acts 7, man, he had knowledge. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Oh, it starts out with faith, doesn't it? We're saved by grace through faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. You're all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3:26. So add to your faith virtue, and the virtue what?
Knowledge.
That's powerful knowledge. Remember, knowledge leads to confidence. Confidence leads to activity. Activity leads to results. Results lead to habits. Habits lead to success. Add to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. Read with me verse 7. And to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see far off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, what? Ye shall never, never. Wow, add to your faith virtue, virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance, temperance patience, godliness, charity. If these are in you, ye shall never, what? Keep on growing. Just came from Brother Maynard's class. And, you know, keep on improving. Keep on growing. Keep on learning. We never stop growing. Back to, I think it's letter I, where we're at. Discretion, the ability to recognize patterns of behavior out of harmony with God's word. Ability to recognize patterns of behavior out of harmony with God's word. Red flag goes up. So these are things, you know, mentioned for wisdom. You know, get instruction, get understanding, justice, judgment, equity, subtlety, knowledge, discretion. Man, we need all these. We need all these. And just sort of going, again, we're going to mention these. I know it's on wisdom for making right decisions. But we want to mention the simple, the fools, and the scorners. You know, we all start out as simple, right? As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. You know, add your faith virtue, virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance. You have to add, you have to grow. I've got saved 50 years ago. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. So all you know it, and I don't know it all. I'm still learning. Simple person. But a simple person, again, not wrong, you know, we all start out simple. But letter A simple person is easily deceived. They're naive, they're ignorant. But God does not bless ignorance. He expects us to what? Study. What's that verse? Study to show thyself what?
Approved.
Approved unto God, a workman that needeth what? Not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Again, study. Read. Memorize. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Fill your mind with the word of God. Again, we've heard statements. I know I've heard statements. What you do with the Bible determines what God does with you. This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. So again, read it, study it, memorize it, meditate upon it. Of course, share it. But again, a simple person is easily deceived. You're there, Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 6. I'll join me on verse 7. Proverbs chapter 7, we'll read verses 6 through 8. Join me on verse 7, please. For at the window of my house, I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. Of course, a very sad story as it continues on. But what was he? He's looked through his casement and say, that man's not what? Wise. He's simple. He's deceived. He thinks he's going to have a good, fun time. It's going to cost him a lot. So a simple person, again, is easily deceived. Now, B, the law of the Lord will help the simple become wise. Psalm 19:7 says, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Again, what do they need? They need the word of God. Of course, again, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. So we give them the word of God. We give them the word of God. The Holy Spirit brings the conviction. They have to repent and receive Christ. But, you know, again, the Word of God to help them grow, mature, so they're no longer simple. The fool. Number three, a foolish person, letter A, 3A, foolish person ignores and defies God's principles. A foolish person ignores and defies God's principles. But the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not what?
Mine.
For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also. Again, we reap what we sow. A foolish person ignores. Number four talks about the scorner. The scorner. Letter A, a scorner makes a mock at sin and God's judgment. A scorner makes a mock at sin. I remember I was out sowing years ago, some Joe and Julie know, and I was with a guy named German Rivera. He's in heaven now. But I remember where we were at in Cedar Lake, and we were walking, and there was a bar not too far away. There were people on the rooftop, or there was an upstairs outside patio, and We were dressed out, you know, going out, and we had ties on. They said, oh, you know, those are church people, you know. And they started making mock and laugh at us. Oh, we're going to have a big party in hell. We're going to have fun. They're just mocking God, mocking sin. But scorner makes a mock at sin. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the what?
Scornful.
Ah, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a what? Tree by the rivers of water, which bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall what? Fail?
Prosper.
Man, that's what we want, right? And we need wisdom. Wisdom is the what? Principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Get it. Get it. Solomon said, wow, I can have anything I want. Wow, this is pretty good. I'm going to get anything I want. Then he said, what do I need more than anything? Oh, I need a wise and understanding heart. God, please give me wisdom. And God gave him wisdom. You know what? God will give you wisdom too. I've already heard it today. It's mentioned a lot. James 1:5. If any of you lack what? Wisdom. Let him ask of God. I'm jumping ahead here. All right. Four ways to get wisdom. Letter A, ask God. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God and give it to all men liberally and what? Abradeth not. And it shall be what? Ask and ye shall receive. Seek ye shall knock and it shall be open unto you. Keep on asking. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, please give me wisdom. Help me. Again, so ask God. Every day ask God. Lord, please give me wisdom. Please give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. B, the reproofs of life. I want you to see this verse, Proverbs 15:31. The reproofs of life, Proverbs 15:31. A reproof is the consequence of violating God's principles. So that's letter B, number five, letter B. The consequence of violating God's principles. Reproofs of life. There was a farmer that was a believer, but he was going through some difficult financial setbacks. He said, God, I'm sorry. I'm not able to tithe. I can't afford to tithe anymore. And just financial setbacks, financial problems, I can't tithe. I'm sorry. So time went by, and the farmer had a fire. And, he lost, there was a cost there. And so he sat down, and he figured out, it's a true story, he figured out what his losses were. He said, okay, this is how much I lost because of the fire. But he figured out the tithe that he had withheld from God. Brother Dennis? To the dollar. See, you never prosper with God's money. He is not going to let you prosper with his money. The tithe is what?
The Lord's.
That was a reproof that God brought into his life to say, okay. He said the tithe will be in church on Sunday. The reproofs of life. Hey, when we violate God's principles, again, the reproofs of life, it's a consequence of violating God. Whatever it is, that's up to God. Sickness. I'm not saying every time you're sick or have an accident, but you know what? Something happens. Okay, Lord, you're trying to get my attention. Is there something in my life that's not right? Search me, O God, know my heart, try me. Know my way, if there be any wicked way in me, show me. I want God to bless me. I want God to bless you. But if we violate God's principles, the reproofs of life, not to hurt us, to help us. Say, man, you know what? We're off track. Preach the word, be instant in season, not say reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and doctrine. And the word of God, it will help us to get back on track. Okay? So we gotta follow it. Okay. And letter D, I'm sorry, C. C, walk with wise men. Proverbs 13:20. He that walketh with wise men shall be what? Wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Now, that's a serious thing, isn't it? Walk with wise men. Hey, Rehoboam is already mentioned. I'm glad I'm the last person that teaches. I can use all the things I heard. Rehoboam with his what cronies, you know. Anyway, hey, what should I do for these people, you know? Well, he talked to the wise men with Solomon, because he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, that see it rubs off. He said, man, if you serve them, you know, be kind to them, man, they'll serve you. Okay. But then he listened to his friends, weren't as wise. He says, what do you tell me? He listened to them, led to his destruction. So, again, walk with wise men. Walk with wise men. Letter D, hard work leads to wisdom. Actually, I was studying for the lesson, and I was reading the first, and by the way, I encourage you, if you read 1 Timothy by Brother Wilkerson, the book, 1 Timothy Principles, really a blessing, very helpful. But, yes?
What was the seek to be around those that...
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that one, didn't I? Seek to be around those that obey God. Thank you. That obey God. Seek to be around those that obey God. But he was saying, in his book he talked about hard work and to get wisdom. I never thought of that. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, and consider her ways and be wise. No, having no guide, overseer, ruler. Man, they're out there busy. You know, we've studied ants. We've seen ants. Man, they get the work done. And he mentioned that. I said, hard work leads to wisdom. So, all right, conclusion. Seven benefits that Solomon gained when he got God's wisdom. It's a big deal. A, riches and honor. Riches and honor. Proverbs 3:16. Letter B, length of days. Length of days. You know, see, he got everything he didn't ask for because he asked for the right thing. He could ask for peace for his enemies. He could say, look, could you let me live a really long life? Could you let me have peace with all the nations around me? Could you make me really rich? He got all of that because he asked for the right thing. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get all that. And having food and raiment, be content. All right. Love of money is the root of all. All right, I'm getting off sidetrack here. Let's get back. All right. Riches and honor. Riches and honor. I'll just read it real quick. Proverbs 3:16, it says this, length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. So length of days, honor and respect. Number C, an increased influence due to the respect of others. Can somebody volunteer Proverbs 12:8? Somebody want to look that up real quick? Okay, thank you. Proverbs 12:8.
A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised.
Wow, that was quick. Thank you. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom. Increased influence to the respect of others. You're going to have more influence. More influence. Letter D, fame. Fame. The queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon. Letter D, fame. Wisdom is a what? Principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Letter E. Happiness. Did I go too fast? I'm sorry. Did we get all the blanks covered? Okay. Happiness. Happiness. I mean, we all want to be happy, don't we? Proverbs 3:13 says this, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Wow, brings happiness. Happiness. And let's go to 1 Kings. I want you to see this passage. We're almost done. 1 Kings chapter 10. 1 Kings chapter 10. And then hold your place there. We're going to look at another place in Kings, just a little ways away. 1 Kings chapter 10 and verse 8. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 8. Ready? Could you read it with me? Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom. Not only was Solomon happy, all those around him were happy. Because they were blessed, they were helped by his wisdom. Again, happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom. The Queen of Sheba comes, and she hears of the fame, but she says, well, I got to see this for myself. Is this really happening? He says, wow, you're happy? Your people are happy? Why? Because he had wisdom. See how important this is? Wisdom is the what?
Principle.
That's the main thing. Letter F. Go to 1 Kings chapter 3. We'll jump to letter G first. 1 Kings. Since we're already in 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 10. Again, this is when he had asked for wisdom. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Have God's favor on your life. I want God's favor on my life. Ask for wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him what? Ask God. They give it to all men liberally. And then make your parents, letter F, make your parents proud of you. Make your parents proud of you. It's Proverbs 29 and verse 3. Just a little bonus here. How should we seek wisdom? How should we seek wisdom? Go to Proverbs chapter 8 and we'll finish and close with this. Again, wisdom, pinpoint, practice God's principles. How you respond to people. What should I say? Or maybe I shouldn't say anything. You know, how should I say it? You know, wisdom. Isn't Lord, the Lord had, you know, the wisdom. I mean, of course, he was God, but he was man. But just, you know, you observe his life. You know, sometimes he answered, sometimes he didn't. Sometimes he didn't say anything. You know, the woman caught in a very act of adultery. Oh, we got Jesus now. We got him right where we want him. Hey, Jesus, he was, you know, speaking and to the people. And so here's this woman caught in the very act of adultery. Well, the Bible says this. But Jesus, what do you say? How's he going to get out of this one? You know, we're supposed to stone her. You know. He didn't say anything. Jesus, didn't you hear us? He started writing. I think he started writing their sins. Oops, we better, you know, let's go, you know. But what, you know, wisdom. How he handled every situation, every person, the right way. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I should have just kept my mouth shut. But wisdom. 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 Proverbs 8:17. How should we seek wisdom? Bible says, I know them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Seek it early. Seek it early. And then last of all, Proverbs 8:33 and 34. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Join me on verse 34. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. How should we seek wisdom? Seek it early. How should we seek wisdom? Seek it daily. Daily. If any of you lack wisdom, let it ask of God. He that heareth reproofs of life abideth among the wise. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Work. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Seek it early. Seek it daily. Father, thank you for this time that we've had. Oh, we all need wisdom, all of us. Oh, how important it is. Your word says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Lord, you've showed us in the Bible how to get wisdom, to ask you, to learn from the mistakes of others, the reproofs of life that come into our life, to walk with wise men, men that obey God, men that love God, women that are wise. Help us to work. Thank you for those that have come. Lord, I pray that you'll bless the closing session. Keep each one safe as we go to our separate homes. And Lord, we want you to be glorified. And tomorrow, there are all our churches that are represented, that you would receive all glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.